Voilà. Non, musique. C'est là.
Encore YouTube.
Hmm?
Encore YouTube.
J'ai YouTube, on peut connaître ici.
Yeah.
Ici, c'est en dessous. Hein.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody, hello, everybody. Please, the books, too. Our books. Hello guys. Hello, 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 hello. How are you guys doing? Hello, Instagram. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Call in anyone you want to call in now so that we will start. Call in anyone that you need to call in. How's your day, guys? Please rep your city. Let me know where you are logged in from. Can I know where you are connected from today? Let me know where you are connecting from right now. Please rep your city. Rep your city. Let me know where you are connected from. And send quickly to your people. Accra, Ghana, I see you. Send to your people. Benin City. Thank you. UK. People from UK, hope you are aware we're having a conference August 27th in London. I'm seeing my UK people. Hope you are aware we have the conference August 27th in London. Enugu, I see you. Jekyll, I see you. Mahe, I see you. So those in London, registration will start on the 1st of July. So please jump on it immediately it starts. Houston, Texas. That's my city, okay? I've not been in a while. So for those in the UK, Port Harcourt, I see you. Kaduna, I see you. For those in the UK, New York, Staten Island, hey, it's a place I've not been in years. Maryland, USA, I've not been to these places in years. Wow, it's been so long. Yeah. So, what else could I see? Germany, Abuja, Lome, Togo, I see you, Caribbean, yeah. Rep your city, let me know where you're logged in from. Yola, Zambia, Netherlands. Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, these are places I've not been in a long time. But I don't travel small though. I've been to many cities though. I can work as small. I know how to work as small. I'm more of a Zozo. Zozo, you just came back from Rwanda now. So you're still half caste, apparently from outside. Istanbul, Turkey. Hey, not been to these places in a while. Hey, COVID, eh? COVID just change things more. Enugu, yeah. Okay, so remember those in the UK, we're having a conference August 27th. Please. Registration starts officially 1st of July. If you're in the UK and you really love what we do, you want to be a volunteer for that day, please go to the link in my bio. You will see the contact there to register to be a volunteer. We still need volunteers for the UK event August 27th. Kent, UK, I see you, yes. Then those of you that are family life practitioners or you would desire to be, that means desire to be a counselor, a marriage counselor, relationship coach, we have our mentoring session tomorrow. I'm going to talk about publishing, the power the impact and influence of writing books, and of course the income, because books too can be a major source of income. So we have our mentoring session tomorrow by Zoom. It's only for those that are fully registered, the paid, those are on the paid platform for mentoring, you know, that will be able to participate in that. So please take advantage of that. Yeah, I've not been to Calgary in a long time. Oh, please make sure when I'm coming to Calgary, I'm going to do a North American tour. So just be on the lookout. Those people that are really our people here, be on the lookout for the world tour. You know, so Dallas, Texas, I see you. So, for those that want to be mentored in family life, you want to be a counselor, relationship coach, things like that. You know, we have it tomorrow. So make sure you register. Make sure you're able to register. It's only those on the paid platform that can participate. This is for family life practitioners, okay? Take advantage of that. What else? Those of you that have not yet subscribed to my YouTube channel, please go subscribe. And to be a blessing to you. Loads of good teaching there. Okay, and don't forget our books and materials are available on our website, ldmwithpk.org, also available on Amazon. You can get most of our stuff there. So today, I'm talking about the science of love, the science of love. Remember, those of you on Instagram, if you want to ask questions, use the question icon so that way your question will not be lost in transition. Okay, those of you on Instagram, make sure you ask in the question icon. People are asking me how much is the paid platform. Please go to my link in the bio, you'll see it there. For those that want to join, you want to be a mentor, you're a family life practitioner, you want to be a marriage coach, a relationship coach. Being in a mentorship platform helps you a great deal because you have access to some good coaches all over the world and will share information, share stuff. I think it's a token of 10,000 naira for now, but I think that discount is going to end this week after tomorrow's session. So take advantage of that. It's a lifetime thing. Once you pay the 10,000, you are literally a part of us for life, okay? What will the volunteers in the London event, or I think you mean what will they do? I think that's what you mean. Yeah, if you volunteer in the London event, this is for people that live in the UK, all right? We're not giving you visa or anything because I know Nigerians and they're here in the UK. So it's for people that live in the UK. The conference is in London. If you live anywhere in the UK, you know you can volunteer to be a part of the workforce, the team that will do something, you know, serve that day. You know, you can join, okay? You can join that. We need people that will do things like the publicity, ushering, different things, okay? So just your own way of contributing to what we're doing. Okay, so quickly, I want to keep everything that we're doing under 1 hour. So today I'm talking about the science of love. I put up some very interesting posts today that I saw, you know, and it was very interesting. It was very, very interesting. So, but the point is, I was talking about the science of love. Some people don't understand that this whole, you know, I think a lot of people just deal with relationship from an emotional standpoint, you know, and you must be able to separate your emotions from reality, from facts. Okay, there's a big difference between your emotions and facts. We're talking about the science of love. So many people just think that, you know, this love thing, you know, I hear kinds of some people really embarrass my field and my career. Divine Celeste, how are you, Jerry? I some people just say this love thing, what works for one person doesn't work for another person. You know, it's a thing of the heart, do what please you, do what follow your heart, all kinds of junk advice. Do you know there's no other field people say such rubbish? You can't go to stock exchange and tell people, just invest your money. There's no rule to invest in a stock exchange. Just, when they are, it's a whole career. Being a stockbroker is a whole career people have done for years. People have mastered. People have become billionaires by it. People have become broke because they didn't pay attention. So, but nobody goes to that field now and just says, just do what you like. What work for you may not work for this. Just what, nonsense. Engineering is under field. You can't just go and say, just build it, follow your heart and build the building. It will stand if your heart is in it. Rubbish. Engineers know that there are rules you can't break in the building. There's the law of leverage, there's the law of this and that. There are different laws you have to honor to carry, to hold up a building. And a good engineer can know that your building will not stand even before you go to the site by looking at the plan, by looking at the drawings that you have. He can tell you that you can't use this pillar to hold up this kind of big thing. They'll tell you all those things. But when it comes to relationship, when it comes to love, people just think there are no rules. There are definitely rules to love. All right. And you see how many marriages and all that are breaking and in crisis. It doesn't surprise people like us. It surprises the general public, yes. But it doesn't surprise us because most of us can see that clearly a lot of times people are neglecting and ignoring unbreakable rules. They are neglecting and ignoring rules that should not be broken. I'm telling you, most marriages fail before they start. Most marriages fail before they start. Did you get that? Most marriages fail before they start. That's the truth. So note that down. Those of you that are writing, write that down. Most marriages fail before they start because of the kind of design and plan that you have. The way the marriage and relationship even started is obvious. They are not going to, it's not going to last. It's always a shocker to either the parties involved or to people watching. But for us that are trained eyes, usually I can tell a marriage that will not work. And some of themselves that you think are working are not working. That takes me to my next point. It takes a lifetime to know the marriage that worked. It takes what? A lifetime. So just because people are married for 5 years, people say, oh, they're happily married. You don't know that. You don't know that. It takes a lifetime to know the marriage that works. So sometimes Bill gets married, they divorce at 27 years of marriage. And if I know, with the little I know usually it's not the 27th year that the crisis started. Many of those crises started at the foundation. All right? The crisis was there at the foundation. That's how it is. So it takes a lifetime to know a marriage that will work. So don't be moved by, oh, they've been married for 10 years. You're even envying people. You're using them as examples. Hey, take a lifetime to know a marriage that has worked. So marriages, the cracks show, you know, 10 years into it, 20 years into it. Like I mentioned, Bill Gates' example, 27 years. They put a divorce after 30 years. A lot of times, my only two researching and out of the 20-something years experience I have, most times it's traceable. Most times it's traceable to the foundation. So if you are here and you are a single person, for instance, where the job is from the beginning, guys. Don't despise your single days. I want to tell you, I know sometimes you can be tired of being single. I know this raining season in our own country, you are saying it's weather for two, you are tired of being alone. Listen, I totally feel you. But your single years are the years God gives you to prepare yourself and to package yourself and to, you know, prepare yourself for life, not even just for marriage. It's not just years you are using to wait for marriage and complain and cry. No. If you're going to succeed at this thing, it starts from the beginning. And I will share a few things with us today, how we can make ourselves better and better and better. You know, let's avoid more divorces, more marriages failing. So first thing first, if you're going to have a good marriage, good relationship, you know, first thing first is Dr. Tanya Drew, from New York, North Carolina. We're doing a North American tour, guys. So please take note. We'll let you know when the dates are out. We're going to do a North American tour, United States and Canada. Okay, let me continue. So a few things. Jennifer from Ohio. Definitely, Ohio is one of the cities I want to have a meeting also. Be on the lookout, Jennifer. You know, so a few things we need to put in perspective and in place if you want a journey to a great marriage. So a few things. Let's start looking at them. Number one, it's about first who you are. It is about who you are. Too many people are in a hurry to have somebody else when they've not even taken time to look. You know, when they're not taking time to look inward. They've not taken time to look at themselves. All right? They've not taken time to look at themselves. You can't be praying and looking for another partner when you've not even taken time, you know, to look at yourself. Jennifer, wedding thing, what city are you from? What city are you? Talking to us. So it starts from who you are, guys. You can't have a better marriage than who you are. I'll say that again. You cannot have a better marriage than who you are. Like we always say, the quality of the omelet is determined by the quality of the eggs. I'll say that again. The quality of the omelet is determined by the quality of the eggs. Okay, Jennifer, Cincinnati area, I see you. So, what is happening many times? Don't you see people, you know, that the marriage is not working, it wants to end in divorce, separation? It's not marriage as an institution that has a problem. It is the people. Breakfast doesn't have a problem. It's the eggs. What kind of eggs are we putting in the omelet? You can't have better eggs than the omelet that you're putting in. If the eggs are rotten, the omelet is going to be rotten. There's nothing you can do about that. You can't have a better marriage than who you are. And let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something. This one is important. Most people, in fact, not most people, everybody is actually broken. We all came from a broken background. First, because we are all children of Adam. So already you are coming from a fallen state. All right. So you're already first disadvantaged in that. You are a fallen man. You are from the root of Adam first before you're not plugged into Christ. Yes, I know that, but there's still some natural parts coming from your nature, from the world, and from a lifestyle of not knowing God. So that is there. Whoever you are first, that has to do with your personality, your behavior, all that. So you're coming with some of that. Then secondly, not many people have a good example. Or let me say, not many people came from a good example of what a marriage should look like. So a lot of us, the families, what we saw as a family life wasn't really God's ideal. Maybe we came from a background where our parents were divorced. Our parents, maybe they even stayed, you know, maybe they stayed married, but the marriage was toxic. There was a lot of, you know, abuse. If you never saw what it meant to be a good husband, you never saw what it meant to be a good wife, you never saw what a good marriage was supposed to look like, hey, it's going to be difficult to reproduce what you have never seen. It's going to be difficult to reproduce, you know, what you have not seen. Then the third thing that has impacted you is your experiences. Your experiences. In fact, there's a way we teach it when we teach counselors. They are all E's. We talk about your environment, your experiences, your essence, that's your personality. And they're all E's, about 4 or 5 E's. So your experiences. How many heartbreaks have you had? You see, because every serious relationship you have impacts you. It impacts you. If so many men have cheated on you, you will have a lot of insecurity when you are with men. If so many women have cheated on you, you have a lot of insecurity with women. Your experiences somehow is affecting you. Your love experiences, your relationship experiences. So if before you know it, you're coming with so much baggage. All of us are coming with some kind of baggage. And so your single years, God is asking you, hey, can you deal with some of your baggage? Can you allow me help you deal with some of your baggage? Let me help you deal with it. I have a saying I normally say that is your normal normal. It's your normal normal. That means what you see as normal, you need to ask yourself if it is really normal. Because what you call normal might be very abnormal to other people. What you call normal might be very abnormal to other people. I'm telling you. So there's a lot. So you have to work on yourself. I want to recommend this book. One of my books is titled, When Am I Ready? A lot of things I'm going to share are going to be from here. When Am I Ready? If you are in Nigeria, you can get it from our website, ldnwithpk.org, or Okada Books and all the other electronic ways. Then if you are out of Nigeria, you can get it on Amazon. Yes, soft copy, hard copy, whatever copy. All right. The title is When Am I Ready? So, because many people think they are ready for marriage, but they are not. They just, you know, it's better. It's, like I said, it's okay to want marriage, but it's better to be prepared for marriage. It's okay to want to marry, but it's better to prepare for marriage. Some things you are calling normal are not normal at all. Some men grew up seeing their fathers beat up their mothers, seeing their mother act like a slave. Mom was afraid. Dad was the king of house five. He was the lord of lords. Nobody could talk to him. So his image of being a father is being that person that nobody can approach. You know, so it's your normal. Some people are so toxic. Some people cannot take correction. If you correct them, they must always be right. You know, a lot of things about you. You will know. You have a lot of things. The way you deal with conflict. How do you deal with conflict? Are you mature enough to deal with conflict? To say, hey, I don't agree, and let it still be, you know, cordial and civil. Or must we be abusive? When I see the language some people use on themselves, husband and wife, or people in a relationship, insults, useless, stupid, bastard, idiot, you're a fool, shut up. The kind of things I see people do in marriage. And I'm like, where do you learn to talk to each other like this? Where have you seen it? You must have seen it somewhere. You know, so a lot has to do with the quality of person that you are. You can't do better than who you are. That's the truth. Your marriage can be better than who you are. That's the truth. Are you hot-tempered? You fly off the handle all the time. Are you rude? You know, somebody said, can I get the book? Yes, you contact our office. If you're in Nigeria, contact our office, they'll help you. You can reach our website, ldnwithpk.org, or any of our numbers. Go to my profile, send us a private message. If you're in Nigeria, they can help you with that. If you're abroad, outside Nigeria, you can get it from Amazon. When am I ready? When am I ready? Okay, this is it. When am I ready? I'm talking a bit from there today. I'm saying, who are you? What quality of person are you? How are your financial habits? Are you lazy? Are you always broke, always begging and always borrowing? See, be honest with yourself, man. Be honest with yourself. Are you always broke, always begging, always borrowing? If you're like that, then you might need to work on something. Are you always rude? And you know, the one that pains me is when some people get to the stage where they even brag about their weakness. They say things like, everybody knows me. My mouth is sharp. People know me. I don't keep quiet. People know when I'm angry. When I'm angry, nobody can stop me. If you're a slave to your emotions, if you're subject to your emotions, you're a slave to your emotions. And God doesn't hey, your relationship or marriage cannot be better than the quality of person that you are. That's how it works. It can't be better than the quality of person that you are. Okay? That's the first thing. So you must be bold enough to confront yourself. You must be open enough to even allow other people confront you. Sometimes your friends, I will tell you, you are selfish. You are a user. You know, I don't know if you have those friends that are users. They always take advantage of everybody. They never sacrifice for anybody. Always call you when they have a need. But never pick your own call when you have a need. You know, things like that. You must be open for people to confront you. It's even better if you can confront yourself. The quality of person you are matters. Are you greedy? Are you greedy? You want to marry someone that will take you out of poverty. You don't want to work, but you want to marry a rich person because of their money. You are greedy. Let God deal with you. Let God deal with you. And you to be open to deal with yourself. Be open to deal with yourself. Be ready to be confronted so that I can deal with that. Okay, let me move to the next thing. Next thing you need to look at are your expectations. Your expectations. When you are going into marriage or relationship, you have certain expectations. All of us have expectations. And expectations are not bad. It's just that, you know, that's okay. Okay, Facebook, sorry for the break in that. So expectations are not bad. We need to, it's good to have expectations. It's just that some expectations are, you know, off key, unrealistic. Yes, that's how we call it. Unrealistic expectations. Unrealistic expectations. My husband, we pay all the bills. My wife, you know, we'll always do this one, that one. Listen, be careful about those expectations. There are godly good expectations to have, and some are unrealistic expectations. Unrealistic. That will never face challenges. This is life. Challenges will happen. When most people are making their vows and saying for better, for worse, they are actually not banking that the worst will come. They just think it's only better that will come. Hey, may I tell you, the worst will come. It will come. It's part of the package. So your level of agreement, your level of oneness is what will help you overcome the worst when it comes. All right? You know, so it's your level of you know, expectations that will help you deal with it. You know, so. So let's, and there are good expectations or good goals to have. One of the things that me and Pastor Mildred did when we got married, that we had goals, we had clear goals of the kind of, you know, the kind of things we wanted. We had some goals together. The kind of family we wanted to raise, the kind of standard we wanted, you know. So it's good to have goals. It's just like it can't be unrealistic. It can't be, you know, those kind of goals that are just balloon, call them balloon dreams. They're just fake dreams, nothing inside them. We need to have goals. For instance, we had a goal that we'll have a stress-free marriage. That was one of our own dreams. We'll have a stress-free marriage. We will not, you know, we will not quarrel. We will not insult each other. If you're upset, talk. Don't sulk. We had some clear goals we set together. We knew we're going to do kingdom together. We're going to work for God together. Those are the kind of things you should have some goals. By the time you are breaking some of these principles, you should know there's already crisis in the marriage when both of you can have similar goals. The kind of goals some family have is that we'll go to nightclubs together, we'll drink alcohol together. Our children will wear mini skirt and dance on the street together. These are kind of nonsense things I see couples do. But when you marry a godly person, you guys have godly goals together, how you do things for God, how you will give to the kingdom of God, how you will serve and inspire people, things like that, all right? Next thing I need to talk about, some of these things I'm sharing are from this book, When Am I Ready? Please, if you need to order it immediately. It's on Amazon. I can also get it from our website. Thank you, Jojo, all the way from Japan. I see you. You know, and don't forget, those of you that are in the UK, if you're in London, we have Loved It Now Marriage Conference coming up in London, August 27th. It's a bank holiday. I mean, you can't afford to miss it. August 27th, we have Loved It Now Marriage coming up in London. Interestingly, that day is also Just Us Guest Conference. So Just Us Guest Conference will hold the morning, same venue. Loved It Now Marriage will start in the midday, noon. So it's something you want to meet, you don't want to miss. Registration will start 1st of July. Once it starts, please, let's clear it up. And we still need volunteers. So if you're in the UK and you want to volunteer for that event, please send us a message. Go to the link in our bio and do it. How do you get the book in Ghana? Just reach our office, reach out. People will send it to you and we'll start from there. All right. Next thing I want to talk about is your knowledge base. All this is talking about how you are preparing yourself. It's your knowledge base. What do you know about relationship? What do you know about relationship? One of the most common things I hear is that I wish I met you earlier. Everybody tells me that. And I'm wondering, so where are you guys now? You guys that are meeting me earlier, what's up now? People always tell me when they are not in crisis. They say, I wish I met you earlier. Now you're meeting me earlier. You're meeting me earlier. All right. What's your knowledge base? What do you know about love? What do you know about relationship? All right. What do you know about it? Get knowledge. Get knowledge. I have loads of books here I want to recommend. I like this one too. It's titled, Who Should I Marry? Oh, man. I love this book. It's 10 C's. I dealt with 10 C's. C as in letter C. 10 C's. Many people don't know what qualities to look out for in a spouse. It always trips me, to be honest, because maybe I've always known what to look out for. It always trips that many people don't know what to look out for in a spouse. Who should I marry? This one is nice. It's called 25 Wrong Reasons People Enter Relationships. This one will screen your thinking for you. If you're entering a relationship for the wrong reason, you would know, and it will screen your thinking for you. Because like I normally say, if you enter a relationship for the wrong reason, you have already entered with the wrong person. If you enter for the wrong reason, you have entered with the wrong person. There are some other ones I'll talk about in a bit because they're very, very important. Okay. So the next thing, so I've talked about your knowledge base. So please take take time to read. Invest in marriage and relationship books, materials, YouTube videos, good ones. If you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel, go binge on it. Loads of material there. Good seminars, invest in it. Attend seminars. And what I've discovered a lot of people too is that when they are single, they attend seminars. When they are married, they no more attend seminars. I'm laughing because you must keep servicing your car. You can't say that because I bought my car brand new, it's not going to need servicing. No, it will need servicing. You need to keep servicing your car, okay? Okay. Cheval Gordon from Baltimore, Maryland. Don't forget, we're doing a North American tour. Definitely coming to Maryland in a bit. So please keep in touch with us. All right. So your knowledge base. Let me tell you guys something. A marriage, this is important. A marriage cannot work except there is adequate knowledge. A marriage cannot work except there's adequate knowledge. What I see people do most times is that they just enter marriages with the hope that it's just going to work out by itself. Wow. This is what people do. They enter marriage with the hope that it's going to work out by itself. Marriage is too complex and too delicate to go into it without knowledge. It's just a joke. It's not going to happen. You are not going to do well if you go into it without knowledge. You need practical knowledge to bridge the gap. You need knowledge. There's no way a man will know how to love a woman without being schooled. There's no way a woman will not learn how to love a man without being schooled. See, what has been happening most times is that men are trying to love women as if they are men, as if women are men. Women are trying to love men as if they are women. What is happening many times is that, you know, how women see love is not how men see love. Men and women are so different. So it takes a clear knowledge base. It takes understanding to know that, you know, to actually understand what a man needs, what a woman needs, and how to administer yourself to it. Most people in a failed marriage did not set out to fail in marriage. I'm telling you, there's nobody that said, what's your plan for this marriage? It's for you to end in divorce. Nobody had that dream. Nobody planned to fail in marriage. It is when there's a knowledge gap. When there's a knowledge gap, then they begin to make mistakes. I can never forget, I counseled a couple. They were having serious issues, serious fights. And let me tell you something. Sometimes, the reason why I'm still doing counseling, it's because sometimes I'm just curious to see if I will see a case that is new. And the truth is that most times I never see a case that is new. All relationship problems are around the same issue. One of the major issues that you always see is the male and female difference issue. So I was counseling this couple and they were having serious issues, serious insult, fight. And sometimes when you counsel a couple, you know who the troublemaker is. All right? You know who the troublemaker is sometimes. So in this case, I was talking to both of them, serious insults, serious heated arguments. So I asked the woman, what was the issue? She said, my husband doesn't love me. He does not love me. I said, okay, no problem. I said, do you love him? Do you love him? She said, yes, I love him very much. I said, okay, how do you normally show him that you love him? How do you show him that you love him? He said, I send him text messages. I just check on him during the day and all this, all that. I said, thank you very much. I said, that's not how a man views love. You see, what she has been doing is that she has been doing to him what she would like him to do to her. You see, she wants for him to show care, check on her, you know, send her messages. She is trying to love him the way she likes to be loved. Sending a man a message during the day and say, I'm just checking on you, all that, is not how you show your man love. You are even distracting and disturbing him by sending a message. If you want to show your man love, you need to respect him. That's it. You need to respect him. You need to speak to him respectfully, without contempt, without criticism. You see? So it's a knowledge gap, because she can't understand why he cannot reciprocate and why he's not feeling love with all the things she's doing. Men, you know, men might want love, but they need respect. Men might want love, but they need respect. All right. And Nancia, what country are you in? So there's a knowledge gap. If you're a woman in this house, please order this book manual, The Way Men Think. I broke down here how men think. Men think differently from a woman. Men do everything differently from a woman. So there must be a knowledge gap. Men do everything differently from a woman. Manual, how men think. Dealt with that here. Women always tell me, when it was, you know, when he was chasing me, he calls me every day, you know, he texts me every day, but now he's always busy. Yeah, very simple. Because men talk when they have something important to say. Women talk when they have somebody important to talk to. Did you get that? Men talk only when they have something important to say. Women talk when they have somebody important to talk to. So what does this mean? At the beginning of a relationship, a man is doing a lot of talking. He's not just talking for talking's sake. He's talking because he's gathering information. All right? He's talking because he's gathering information. South African people, invite me to South Africa. All right? You guys need to invite me to South Africa. I've never been to South Africa before, interestingly. So South African folks, I can see you on Facebook. Invite me to South Africa. All right? And if you're asking how to get the book, remember, you can get it on Amazon. The books are available. All these books I've mentioned today are available on Amazon. If you're around us in Nigeria here, you can get it from our website or from Okada Books. You can reach us, we can ship it to you, any which way, but try and lay your hands on it. You know, so that's how it works. So at the beginning of a relationship, the man is talking to you all the time because men are talking for information. They are gathering information. They are talking to you for information's sake. So they are gathering, they are gathering. They are not just talking to you, you know, for the sake of it. They're not just talking to you for the sake of it, all right? They are talking to you because they are gathering information. But so after a while, when they finish information gathering, they don't want to talk to you for that long again. That's just how it works. They're not just interested in having, you know, long talk. Chelsea Kamara, what city are you in Canada? You know, they don't talk to you that long anymore because they speak only for information and they've gathered quite some information, but you still want to talk. So he has to learn that talking for you as a woman, you see, this is why most men are horrible husbands, or at least look like horrible husbands. And most wives sometimes look like terrible wives, because the man needs to now understand that talking for a woman is not about just information. That is about affection. Women talk for affection. Men talk for information. So the man now needs to learn that if I love my wife, I need to talk to her. The man needs to learn. I have a book I'm working on titled Why She Talks and Why He Doesn't. All right? There are many reasons why a man doesn't talk as much as you. You understanding that will help you be more understanding of why his words are fewer in a day. Men have fewer words per day than a woman has. A woman has about 3 times more words per day than a man, so she needs to talk. And one of the ways to deal with this is that she needs to have a life outside of that man. Many women, their husband is their all in all, so they want to download everything to him. No husband can match you in terms of talk. You're never wired that way. So as a woman, you need to have a life, have something else you do with your life that helps you to pour out your emotions. You can't pour everything on this man. This man doesn't talk that much, doesn't have that much words per day. And I need to coach men to understand that there are fibers in a woman's brain connecting her emotions and her words. All right, connecting her emotions, their fibers, connecting her emotions and words. So when a woman is happy, she needs to talk. When a woman is sad, she needs to talk. When a woman doesn't know how she feels, she needs to talk. When a woman talks, it helps her process everything she's going through. All right, it helps her process everything she's going through. Yeah, becoming me, tell your pastor now, you guys should invite us. let's come. You know, so by the way, becoming me, I've attended one of your conferences. So I attended as an attendee, not a speaker. But I think they should bring me as a speaker. Yeah, in Free Chapel, I attended some years ago before COVID. You know, so knowledge gap. Then the last one I'll talk about, and this is a very major one too, is understanding the science now of love, the emotional part of love. So many people don't know how and why they fall in love. They don't know. What many people are calling love. Yes, prophetic VIP. You can reach out to us. We have numbers, any of our numbers here pasted on the screen or on our link in bio. People are asking about the UK conference. We have a conference in London, August 27th, for both married and single folks. Registration officially starts July 1st. The tickets will be on sale from July 1st, that's what I mean. But if you want to volunteer, we'll definitely like that. We need more people that want to volunteer. Please go to the link in our bio and register to be a volunteer. All right, so that will be a blessing to you. All right, it's at, you're holding at London, Destiny? Dominion Center, London. The venue is Dominion Center, not London. So please, we need you to register to be a volunteer if you want to, or for the Bain Conference. August 27th is a bank holiday. It's a whole day of events. Morning time will be Just Us Girls Conference. That's for women alone. And I think that's on 9 a.m. or thereabout. It will close before 12. Then by 12 or so, the relationship side of it will start. There'll be two major sessions, singles and married. But they'll all be important because you know how we do. Everything will be helpful. So if you're in the UK or you have friends and family in the UK, please start sending them this information. August 27, bank holiday. Okay. I'm talking about emotional now. So what happens is this, guys. Let me talk to the men first. Men, listen. Listen very carefully. All the men, listen. I literally can say 99% of the time, when a man is in a crisis marriage, he ignored the principles of picking a partner. See, as a man, you are not as detailed as a woman is. A woman is very detailed. And most women have been having dreams of how their relationship or marriage will be. Most. I know it's not all. But most women generally are family inclined. So they already have an idea or a dream of how they want their marriages to be. So they already have pictures and fantasy of, you know, how they want their husband to look, even though sometimes it's unrealistic. I'll get to that when I talk to women. You know, I'm talking to men now. So men, your own is that you don't have as much layers as a woman. Bree B, I'm coming to Texas. What city in Texas are you, Bree B? Definitely come to Texas. Texas. So men don't have as much layers. Men are not as detailed as women emotionally. So when a man just wants to marry, you know, he just feels, I need a wife. You know, it has dawned on him that, you know, just like God said, it's not good for man to be alone. So it has dawned on him now. He's a grown man now. He just feels, it's not good for me to be alone. I need a wife. And what the average man does, listen, men, pull your ear if you can. What the average man does is that the first fine girl they are attracted to, they just set out to marry her. I mean, it always shocks me. It shocks me, but I've done counseling for 20-something years, and most of the men I meet in counseling, by the time I ask them, how did you choose your wife? They just saw one fine girl. I just said, I like this girl. That's it. I like this girl. And they just go and marry her. That's why in scripture, they warned men, they said, beauty fades. Bri, I see you. Yes, Houston is my city. So we're going to have a conference in Houston. They said, beauty fades. They said, charm is deceitful. He said, a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Proverbs 31, I think, verse 30. Listen again. Men, it's you I'm talking to now. Beauty fades. Charm is deceitful. He said, a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. So for men, they really don't tell the difference between women. They just look at the fine woman they have found and they just say, I want to marry this one. I'm telling you, most of the men I've counseled that are in a crisis marriage today, I discovered this how men pick wives. And what happens is that some that are not in a crisis marriage, it was purely by chance. They didn't follow any pattern. They just saw one girl's hips, saw one girl's color, saw one girl's dress sense, and just say, I'll marry her. This is the girl I'll marry. That's it. Man, that's not how they pick wives, guys. Most men don't even know that there are qualities to look out for in a wife. Men, all the men, where are you, men? Look at this book. Seven qualities wise men want. Seven qualities wise men want. Men don't know that there are qualities to look for in a wife. They just look for any woman. So the ones that their marriage done in crisis, it was just by chance that they found a good woman. Purely by chance. Most other ones that were not that lucky are in a crisis marriage. So they married a stubborn woman, a lazy woman, an unfaithful woman, and a trustworthy woman. Just married any woman they could find without checking qualities. They don't realize that there are actually qualities to look for in a wife. Seven qualities wise men want. If a wise man, order this book. It's an easy-to-read book. I write a book for men. I write it easy-to-read. I know men don't have powerful long story. Easy-to-read book, but you need it. You need it. Seven qualities wise men want. Because there are qualities you will need as a man. Not every woman will qualify. See what they said? They said beauty fades. They didn't say beauty is bad. They just said that beauty will fade. What this means is that after you marry her, your eyes will clear. And you realize that you can't eat the beauty. That there's more to a good woman. There's more to a wife than beauty. I like version. Divine Celestine, thank you for that version. It's a charm is deceptive and beauty does not last. I like that. Beauty does not last. It doesn't. Beauty does not last in both ways. It won't last in your eyes and it will also last in her body. Because as she gets older, she won't look that like that. And if her character is bad, even you by the first week, too, you won't see the beauty anymore. There are qualities to look out for in a woman. Most men just jump. They are not emotionally developed. Just jump. They say charm is deceitful. What do they mean by deceitful? They didn't say charm is bad. They didn't say beauty is bad. They're just saying that, look, charm can deceive you into thinking you want to spend the rest of your life with someone only to find out, you know, that you don't like their character. Okay, let me tell you. You like this girl. You like how she makes you feel. She's so beautiful. She's shocking you. What if she has no integrity? She lies. What if she's lazy? What if she does all the things that you don't like? You will find out that her beauty and charm will not matter. It has deceived you into committing permanently with someone you cannot live with. Somebody said, how do I get the books? All my books are on Amazon, and they are also available on our website, ldmwithpk.org. You can send us a DM, send us something, we'll get the book over to you anywhere you are in the world also. All right, you can also get it on Okada Books. Beauty is vain. I mean, beauty fades. Charm is deceitful. But a woman that fears the Lord, that means look out for her character. Look out for her character. I listed seven qualities. Wise men want. Men, let me tell you again. Men, put your ear again. There are some needs you have. There are some needs you have. I'll list some for you. Men, one of your major needs. One of your major needs. Bribi, yes, ask your pastor. They need to bring us up. Men, one of your major needs is peace of mind. One of your major needs is peace of mind. As a man, let me tell you why peace of mind is important to you. Your brain is wired different from a woman's brain. A woman's brain, two sides of her brain are working at the same time. A woman juggles things easily. So what happens in a woman's brain is that she can think and do other things while she's thinking. So she can be cooking, she can be writing. My wife does that. It's very annoying. We're watching a movie together. She's still playing a game and still reading something. I'm like, which one are you doing? Are you watching the TV or are you reading or are you playing the game? She says she can do all together. And even me, that I'm only watching the movie, I can't catch everything that is being said. She's still the one that would tell me, okay, this is what they said there. That's what they said there. And it's not because they are smarter than us. Their brain is just wired differently. They can do more than one thing at the same time. So a woman can think and talk and talk and think at the same time. Men are not like that. If a man is talking most times, he's not thinking. If he's thinking most times, he's not talking. So this is why men say things like, I want to go and think. Women don't understand when we say that. Women are like, are you that dull that you have to go and think? Why can't you just think here now? Am I not thinking as you're talking? She doesn't understand that she's wired differently. Her brain is turbocharged. Her brain can do more than one thing at the same time. We cannot. So a man thinks way slowly or slower. He thinks deeper, but he thinks slower. So he needs space and peace of mind to process his thoughts. So what this means is that if a man is thinking from point A to point B, if he's thinking to this point and he's interrupted, he has to start again from the beginning. One woman was having a 10th year or so wedding anniversary, and they asked her, what was your biggest surprise all these 10 years of marriage? She said for the first few years of her marriage, she thought her husband was deaf and dumb. Because whenever she told him something, he would just keep quiet and be looking like this. Only to find out that maybe 1 week after or some days after, he will answer. So he actually heard, but he was processing. Because men processor is very slow. Very slow. But a woman thinks on her feet. So she doesn't understand when a man says he wants to go and think. He doesn't understand when a man keeps quiet to think. This is why women are always asking us, what are you thinking? What could I bother? Because we are quiet. We think slower. Because she, when she's thinking, she's talking. When she's talking, she's thinking. So she doesn't believe you need to be quiet to think. But we need slow. So if a man, need a woman that gives you peace. Solomon is my relationship mentor, in case you don't know. I call him Professor Emeritus. Professor Emeritus Solomon David in the Bible, King Solomon. I call him Professor Emeritus because he's the survey of 1,000 women in the Bible. Nobody has done that. But even Harvard has not done that. Harvard has not done that kind of study or research. 1,000, having 1,000 women in his life at the same time. Professor Emeritus Solomon David. Do you know what he said? He said, if you marry a contentious woman, all right, if you marry a contentious woman, touch of grace, which city are you in? If you marry a contentious woman, that you go and live on top of the roof. Do you understand? You go to the top of the roof to go and live because you can't, because a man can't handle that stress. He said, if you marry a contentious woman, you go and live in the wilderness. You go to the bush because your peace of mind is such a necessity for you. So men, there are things you need that just picking a wife randomly by because you saw her complexion, because you saw her hair. The hair is not even hers, it's a wig. It's not her hair. Man. Just see one girl walking about, she's rolling hips for you. You just confusing. I like this girl. I'm Maria. This is what I see men do every day. You have to learn about relationship. You have to learn about relationship. You can't just do that. 7 qualities wise men want, guys. Very important. Very important. Very, 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 very important. All right. So, peace of mind is one of the major things you need. And there are a lot of other needs. I mentioned 7 qualities to look out for in a wife. So, men, don't just jump on the first girl you see. It just pays when men do that thing. Just see any girl. You don't even know her. You don't even know anything about her. Just go. You must know the person. Okay, women, let me talk to you a bit. I have a book here titled 7 Questions Wise Women Ask. Are there wise women in the house today? Are there wise women in the house today? See, these are the things I'm saying here. The job of good marriage starts from this stage. The kind of things I see people do when they are single, I'm wondering, how do you want to have a good marriage with the kind of decision you've made? You just married anybody you saw. You can't have a good marriage. Because the real work is done now. Choosing right. Choosing right. All right. This book, 7 Qualities Wise Women Want. 7 Questions Wise Women Ask. 7 Questions Wise Women Ask. Listen, as a woman, you are born with the gift of fantasy. So you need to know this. You need to know this as a woman. You are born with the gift of fantasy. You are a fantasizer by nature. Mm-hmm. Oh, Tommy is asking a question. Tommy, say, how do you monitor a woman's character, you know, when you first meet her, without her talking, just be her friend. Be her friend. I'm going to talk about that. How to know people. I have 7 ways to know people better. All these are books and videos, so I need to do. Video, write it down. 7 ways to know people better. I have 7 ways to know people better. Let me list some for you. Number 1, they are what they say. Number 2, what they're doing. Number 3, what they wear. Number 4, who their friends are. I have 7. So there are ways to know people. There are ways to know people. So let me go back. 7 questions wise men ask. So as a woman, I was saying this. Yes, as a woman, you have the gift of fantasy. You are born for fantasy. This is why most movies the girls watch from when they are young is based on fantasy. based on fantasy. Cinderella, Rapunzel, Beauty and the Beast. Who is going to marry Beast? But you see, in the world of fantasy, you can marry Beast. Hey, we have Beast in Africa here now. Come and marry Beast. Nobody's going to marry Beast. But in the world of fantasy, you can rescue a woman from a castle. You ride white horse and kill 13 soldiers to rescue a woman. Women are born with fantasy. It's their natural gift. Women dream big. So sometimes when they watch those things, because women are like mirrors. Women, listen, you are like mirrors. One of the things God gives is the gift of adaptability. Hey, ladies, I wish I can jump into your head sometimes and let you know. You know, when one of the things, see, God intentionally made women adaptable, made men rigid. Women are flexible. Men are rigid. You can also, what I'm saying now even has a sexual connotation, but I'll leave it because there are some people under 18 here. Men are rigid. Women are flexible. Let me drink water. Because that one is for the adults. The adults here will understand that. Let me drink water. If you can't shut up and go and rest, sleep. You can't understand what I just said now. God did it that way intentionally. God did it that way intentionally. So, woman, you're adaptable. What this means, if you marry a wrong man too, if you marry a wrong man too, haven't you seen women that married wrong men? They now begin to think this is how life should be. Women are so moldable. You are like a mirror. You're like a sponge. The environment you're in matters. That's why God was saying, oh, wives should submit to their husbands, because he knows that among the two of you, you are the more adaptable and agreeable person. Men can be stubborn. Men can be rigid. So if you're not careful as a woman, if you go and marry the wrong man, if you marry a man that oppresses you, you get to a stage where you see oppression as normal. If you marry a man that beats you, or start dating boys that beat you, or grow up in a home where your father beat your mother, you know, you will start thinking, you know, abuse is normal, because that's how you're wired. You're wired to soak in, to adapt. So by the time you watch all these fantasy movies, all these things, a lot has made impressions in you. You have a lot have been impressed in you. And you begin to think that this is how life is. So you start to dream of how your husband will be tall, dark, and handsome, and rich, and a prince. He'll be a prince. So, if you ask the average girl, what are the qualities you want in a man? You hear he must be tall. That tall, before they even think, that tall has come out of their mouth. Ask any girl. That's what I call you. Yeah, tall. Who will marry all the short people? Who will marry? And some short people are even taller in the spirit. They are taller in their bank account. Glory to God. They are taller in their character. That's all this. All of you want to marry. If all of you marry tall, who will marry short? You might be tall. Have you seen any marriage that is working because the man is tall? You see a couple that married for 25 years happily. You say, what's your secret? And the woman say, it's the height of my husband. This is my husband's height. It's why the marriage is working. You need to make height has no bearing in whether the marriage works or not. Has zero bearing. But yet, women are saying, tall. Because you have watched too many fantasies. You have watched too many things that have no meaning. So you need to now also correct your thinking. You need to leave all those unrealistic expectations that he must be rich. You know, see, secretly, guys, let me tell you, secretly, guys, all women want a sugar daddy. Secretly, men, I'm telling you this one, women are not here. So it's me and you, eh? Secretly, all men want a sugar daddy. So all men want a man that will have stupid money, that can spoil them. A man that will just go and buy a very fancy red sports car and put a ribbon on it and park it in front of the house and close her eyes and say, come, open your eyes. And you see a cool red car. That is a gift. It's a red fowl. You know, fowl. That they will buy. So women have all these fantasies of how rich. This is why many women will marry a rich man that is beating them. But because he's fulfilling that fantasy of having stupid money. And he might be spending that money when they're dating. When they're married, he won't spend that money again. But she has married because she has that dream of a sugar daddy. That dream of a man that has money that does not finish. You know, money that does not finish. That we are spending it, it's not a finish. Woo! Clap for yourself. Happy birthday. All this fantasy, you must calm down. Calm down. Be calming down. Sisters, be calming down. That man might not be tall. He might not be rich at the time you start. Look for real qualities. Many girls don't know the qualities to look out for in who to marry. Leave height. Height has no bearing. Look at a book like this. 7 questions wise women ask. For a wise woman, these are the kind of books you should read to know the kind of questions to ask. You don't need him to be tall. If he loves you, that's more important than tall. One girl came to one of my conferences. She said, there's a boy that likes her so much. And she, boy, he doesn't like the boy. I said, why? I said, he's not tall. I said, the tall one that likes you, where is he? I said, hasn't one tall boy toast you before? He said, yes. I said, where is he? Tall boy toast you, run away. Then short man stay, say you don't want. A man loving you is more important than his height. If he's tall and he treats you badly, it's bad. So look for a man that loves you. That's more important than his height. Him being rich is not as important as his character. If he's rich and he's mean, what if he's rich and he's mean? What if he's rich and he's stingy? What if he's rich and he's wicked? What if he's rich and he's an adulterer and a cheat? So, you see, as a woman, you must now bring your mind back. Because you have built on fantasy for a long time. You watch a lot of those things, those chick flicks and all that for a long time. So those things have affected you. As a woman, you're a sponge. You're adaptable. You need to come back to reality and say, what are the qualities I really want in a wife? Separate the wishes from the things you... Like I said, separate what you need from what you want. What you want is tall. What you need is love. What you want is riches. What you need is generous. Because it's better to have a man that earns 10,000 naira and is willing to give you 9,000 naira than a man that earns 100,000 naira and doesn't give you anything. So what you want is a hardworking man that is generous, that loves you. See, if he's hardworking, if he's generous and he loves you, even if he's not rich today and he's doing the right principles, he will become rich. And while you are as a woman to make your own money too now, the energy I use to pray for a rich man just uses to be rich. Separate what you need from what you want. All the things you say you want, they're okay, but they are not a need. On their own, they don't make sense. That he's tall, but he's never at home. He's tall and he beats you. He's tall and he's broke. He's tall and he's not generous. How does that add anything to you? 7 Qualities Wise Women Want. The books are on Amazon, all the books I've listed today. On Amazon, you can also get it on our website, ldnwpk.org. You can send us a message and we'll send it to you. All right. Now, let me tell you something. A lot of men you are meeting and you are saying you are not attracted to, you say, I don't have emotions for. It's not that you don't have emotions for them. See what has happened. Your emotions does not operate on its own. I've shared this many times. Your emotions are just a function of your thoughts. It is your thinking that informs your feeling. I'll say that again. It is your thinking that informs your feeling. So when you see a man that is short and you say, I'm not attracted to him, it's because you've spent all your life dreaming of a tall man. Every time you saw your wedding, your husband was taller than you. Every time you saw yourself holding your husband, you were looking up to him and you look up and kiss this guy. See, buy a stool for your husband, buy a chair for that short man. He will climb the chair, you will still look up to kiss him. Just buy a stool. There's this stool they have that has 4 strong legs. It's not too tall, but it's stable. Let your husband climb it. You can still look up to him and kiss him. Don't miss good man because of height. So that's what has been happening since. All those people you think you are not attracted to. No, it's your thinking that affects your feeling. It's your thinking that informs your feeling. Your feeling your feelings never operate on its own. Everything you are feeling like or not feeling like, you were schooled. You were not born with those feelings. You were not born with it. You're not born with it. You were not born with it. It's what you have just been schooled to believe. That's okay. I don't know. There are many examples I can give you. Let me give you more examples. If you live in the UK, you see, except for those Nigerians that are coming from Nigeria, that have a complex, but the average person that lives in the UK doesn't see it as demeaning to enter a train or a bus. It doesn't. There's no big deal. I'll go by a bus instead of driving there. Even me, one of my favorite things to do in London is to enter a train and enter a bus. Interestingly, it's one of my favorite things to do in London because I don't get to do that kind of thing here in Nigeria. So I want to enter. I have an Oyster card. I like to enter a train and bus, even if I'm not going anywhere. But you see, if you're in Nigeria, entering bus, you look like I'm a broke person. I'm a poor person. How can I enter bus? You see, it's your thinking affecting your feeling. That's all. It's your thinking affecting your feeling. Do you know, a lot of the cars we use here as big car, the one you have is a big man, it's Uber. It is Uber in developed countries. All these Benz that Yahoo boys use here to post. In developed countries like the UK and Germany, and those cars are taxi. Those boys, they'll be close. If those Yahoo boys carry that car there, they'll be calling them, oh, taxi, woo. That's what they'll be doing to them. You see, it's your thinking, you know, that affects your feeling. If your thinking is wired differently, you will see potential in those boys. The reason why you are meeting a lot of interesting guys and you don't see anything in them is because you have been all your life fantasized about this tall, dark, and handsome and rich guy. That's the problem. So you need to unschool your mind. So, see it here. Seven questions wise women ask. Very, very important. Seven questions wise women ask. So it helps you. Get these books, guys. Get this book. Somebody said even Tesla is a taxi. Uh-huh. Yes. So, you know, all those things that shock us. If your thinking is changing, you find out your feelings. Your feelings just follow your thinking. So a lot of men you're seeing you don't like. You need to make sure you're making that decision based on the right qualities. All right? Not on just these fake ideas. You've built all your life. They must be tall. They must be from a certain tribe. You know, there's some people that still think like that. They must be from a certain tribe. I can't marry somebody that's not my tribe. You know, those kind of funny things. It's just how you've been wired. If you can untrain and retrain yourself, you start seeing more eligible people. You start seeing them as attractive. Many women have missed good men because they have a picture. As a woman, because you're a sponge, you have a strong picture. You fantasize so much about this picture. See, if you're going to fantasize without the specifics. So don't fantasize his tribe. Leave that one. It can be any tribe. Don't fantasize his color. He can be dark or fair. Leave that one. Don't fantasize how rich he is now. He can become rich. He might not be rich when he's talking to you. When I was toasting my wife, I was not rich. He can become rich. Okay? So please get all these books. Powerful, powerful. I've mentioned a lot of them. Then the last one I'll talk about. Is this one. Before I talk about it, don't forget, if you live in the UK or you know somebody that lives in the UK, we're having our London conference August 27th. August 27th is a bank holiday. If you know anybody in London, the UK, or you live there, please, 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 we're having a conference August 27th for both singles and married. It's going to be amazing. Last time we had a conference, a couple met there. You know? Two single people met and they got married, all right? So please. Yes, the evangelist can be any nationality, of course. So please join us, let people know. If you want to be a volunteer for the event, it's still available. You can still be a volunteer, please. But the tickets for the event goes on sale July 1st. July 1st. Tickets go on sale July 1st. So please. We'd like you to join that and take advantage of that. All right, there'll be book signing, there'll be pictures, we'll do everything. And it's a full day because earlier in the day the women will have Just Us Girls conference with Pastor Mildred. Then they have from noon or so we'll start the relationship part of Love It and Marriage. It's going to be awesome. It's in London Dominion Center, I think, not London. All right. So and again, if you're a family life practitioner, you're a marriage counselor, relationship coach, or you want to be, you know, you have a flair and desire, please, I have a mentorship platform where I mentor people that are in that field or love to be there. So please, it's a paid platform. Join it now. It's very cheap. I think it's 10,000 naira. But yes, a lifelong membership. So join us along. We'll mentor you on how to be a good marriage coach, relationship counselor. We have a very powerful Zoom session tomorrow. One of our sessions holding tomorrow with my friend, Pastor Bisi Adewale. We're talking about the power of publishing, how publishing can be a source of impact and a source of income for you as a family life coach. My friend, Pastor Bisi Adewale, and I are going to share. I'm a best-selling author. He has over 100 books in print. He has over 100 books. So amazing. So he's going to share with us how he's doing it. So you don't want to miss it. If you're a family life coach or a business coach or whatever, you know, this battery is showing low. All right. So now, and of course, if you have not subscribed to my YouTube channel, please go subscribe to my YouTube channel immediately. Loads of helpful materials there you can binge on. And we have a page that deals with sexual issues. It's called Wholesome Sexuality. Wholesome Sexuality. All right. So if you need any help in that area, go and follow that page, Wholesome Sexuality. You know, it will be a blessing to you. It will be a blessing to you. All right. All right, Wholesome Sexuality. It's also on YouTube and everything. Loads of information. Okay. All right. So I said I'll end with this book. How to Know If He or She Really Loves You. How to Know If He or She Really Loves You. All right. So many people can't even tell when they're in a relationship with somebody that loves them or not. So I dealt with that here. I said real love and fake love are identical twins. They look alike at the beginning stages. So you can't just trust your emotions. See, you will always be, you'll be excited at different times. Okay, this is the real thing. This is the meat of what I want to say today. You can't just be swayed by your emotions. No. Your emotions are real, but they are not always right. They are real, but they are not always right. They are real, but they are not final. What it means is that you can be excited about something today and be totally irritated about it tomorrow. Kenny, have you registered to be a volunteer? The conference is starting. This conference is on Grace. Conference is on August 27th. Grace, what information on the screen is not clear? This is for resources. This, you can send us a DM. You can phone number is there. Website is there. Well, it's clear now. And you can also visit Amazon. Grace is clear. All right. So, what was I saying now? I forgot what I was saying. Okay, so, I'm talking about your emotions. So, your emotions are real. So, what confuses people is that they're wondering how my emotions can be so real and be wrong. Oh, guys, your emotions are not always right. Don't get confused. No. Your emotions are real, but they're not always right. I will do a full video on this one of these days. Fake love and real love are identical twins until they start to grow. So they look alike. It's like dogs. When I've stopped buying dogs as puppies. Guys, don't buy dogs as puppies. I don't buy dogs as puppies anymore. If I used to like to buy dogs, I buy them as puppies. Then when they grow, you now find out that you can't determine their character or their behavior. Sometimes you buy a dog, it's always Alsatian, you bought it. You now grow up, you now become antelope. Until the mouth is sharp like this. It's a full antelope you bought. It's not even barking, it talks. Oh, who did they? Oh, his dog is talking. Dog that he wanted to buy. So I don't buy dogs as puppy again. I buy dogs as adult. I want to know that it has character. I want to know it can bark, it can fight, it can defend. I'm telling you. So real love and fake love, they look identical. So this is what confuses people. They just think, oh, because I have feelings for this person, it is love. Because I have, I'm feeling somehow, I'm feeling dizzy, I'm feeling woozy, I have a butterfly in my stomach, I have a spark. This was confusing people. Fake love and real love both look alike. You will be excited. There are many things that excite you that you turn out to be nonsense. Haven't you? You must understand your emotions. It's a full book and a full video I will do, but I'm just touching it here. You must understand that even though your emotions are so real, your emotions can't control you. Emotions are like kids in a car. They are so noisy, they are present, they are real, but you can't allow them drive. Emotions must never drive. Emotions must never drive. Don't let them drive. Somebody said, don't you worry that the dogs will bite. That's what I'm saying. The dogs, I'll make sure they have good character, they're obedient and all this. There's a different gist. I don't want to go into that gist today. But both dogs like that. You know, the emotions, are real, but they are not always right. Haven't you been excited about something only to find out sometimes that, you know, that you can't, you know, you can't buy the thing, you can't keep the thing, you can't use the thing. Maybe you've seen a dress in a shop, and you say, oh, I love this dress so nice, and you try to find out that your body type won't work in the dress. Or sometimes you check out the dress and you see the price. See the price and all your emotions just fly away. Somebody know what I'm saying? So don't get to that stage where you're confused. You can't be under the influence of your emotions. Somebody said, Pastor K, talk about single moms. Oh, yeah. If you're a single mom, I have a video on YouTube, also mistakes single moms make. If you're a single mom, there's nothing wrong with you. Don't work with the inferiority complex that, oh, I'm a single mom, so I don't deserve the best. No, learn everything a single person is learning. Well, I've seen too many single moms marry great men, so don't let that even distract you at all. Okay, so I talked in this book, how to know if he or she really loves you. I can't go into all the gist I have today. I didn't plan it was going to be this long. How to know if he or she really loves you. If you're a man, there's a way to know if a woman loves you, at least there's 7 ways. If you're a woman, there's a way to know if a man really loves you, at least there's 7 ways in the book. And there's 2 books in one, so you buy it, you're getting the 2 in 1. I'm so generous. I'm such a nice person. Guy, let me give you a quick code. If a woman is always taxing you and asking for money, she doesn't like you. Simple. She likes your money, but she doesn't like you. Most times, it's popular girl code. If a girl doesn't like you, she wants to suck your money. When a woman really likes you, she wants to save your money. That's how it works. Because when she likes you, she's seeing this as our money, our future. When she doesn't like you, she's trying to get as much as she can get out of you before this whole thing ends. All right? So, very, very important. All right. Innocent, what am I using salt and water to do? Okay, so very important. Guys, how do you know if a woman loves you? Okay, I've mentioned that one. I'll mention that. Okay, I don't have time for that. Women, how do you know if a guy loves you? He's willing to start working on the relationship. So when you tell him that we have to talk more on phone, he will adapt. When you tell him we have to go for counseling, he wants to go. When you tell him we have to go for attend counseling, I don't want to go to church. You see that when a man really loves you, he's willing to make sacrifices. Very, very, very important. Okay? Because I see guys all the time say, Pastor, you know the girls of nowadays, if they don't have money, they won't follow you. Where are you people seeing all these hungry girls from? That's what I'm saying. Something's wrong with your taste. If this has been your experience that you're always meeting girls that look for your money, then it's your taste that has a problem. You're chasing girls that are not your type of people. Your taste. So I mentioned a lot of books today, guys. I can't mention them all over again, but they're all helpful. You can see our address on the screen. You can reach us or get it from Amazon, get any of the books. I'll take a few questions before we go tonight. If you're in London, if you're in the UK, we have our conference August 27th. Tickets will be available from July 1st. Take advantage of it. If you're a family life practitioner, a counselor, a coach, marriage counselor, marriage coach, I have a paid platform where I mentor and coach people that want to be, you know, into family life. So please register for it. And tomorrow's session, we have a session tomorrow, a mentoring session tomorrow with my friend Pastor BC Adewale. He has over 100 books in print. We're going to be talking about how to use books for impact and for income. okay. So, let our friend is back. All right, so I'll take maybe like 5 questions. Remember, we have a page called Wholesome Sexuality. Please, on Instagram, go follow the page. On Facebook, too, go follow the page. They talk about sexual content, wholesome sexual content, and answer your questions and all that. Is it advisable to marry a girl of the same age? Yeah, it doesn't matter if she can respect you and you two can love her. So it doesn't matter, it can be the same age. I and Pastor Mildred were mates in secondary school. You know, we're same sex in secondary school. I've not had the first quarrel, so it doesn't matter. All right, so I'll take like 5 questions, guys. Instagram, use the question icon. Don't forget, send us messages. If you're not on our mailing list, that means you don't receive our mails and our WhatsApp messages. Find a way to join so that you can be receiving all the information we get to send. All right. Is compatibility a prerequisite for intending couples or probably prophecies from pastors? Ah, Olatunji, you need to go and binge on my YouTube channel. You can sit on my YouTube channel. I've answered that a lot. But for compatibility, in this book, I told you I mentioned 10 C's. One of the C's here is compatibility. Compatibility is important. However, you need to understand what compatibility means. Compatibility doesn't mean similarity all the time. Compatibility can mean we're able to get along. So a pen and a pen cover are compatible, but they're not similar. So you must know what you mean by compatibility. All right? So, but compatibility is important. So there are some things that you guys need to be able to go together. Some people don't go together at all. They always have issues. All right? If you need counseling, we also do counseling services. So reach us and schedule professional counseling with any of our counselors. We have either premarital counseling or postmarital counseling for married couples or any kind of counseling, maritally, relationally. We will be available to help. We do that. Okay, this one says, if we didn't do premarital counseling, does it mean our foundation is weak? Doris, yes. Statistically, would they found out that premarital counseling increases your chances for the marriage working, I think, by 60 or 70%. You know, so it premarital counseling helps. A couple of you are adequately prepared. All right? So it doesn't mean the marriage must fail. It just means if you have not done that, you need to do the learning after. You know, which means that if there are some issues that can't be resolved, you're already inside, which you could have sorted before you enter. So premarital counseling is important. If you missed it and you still want to do something like that, you can do postmarital counseling. All right. But counseling doesn't mean you already have a problem. You don't wait till you already have a problem. Sometimes you do counseling so that you will not have a problem. So I hope that answers your question. What's your advice for a couple in a temporary long distance marriage? The husband is always working, even when he calls, and then still wants to stay on the cell when there's nothing else to talk about. You guys need to make your arrangement on how to manage the distance. I have a full video on long distance relationships. It's not for boys, it's for men. So you guys must be committed to keeping the conversation going. Okay. This one says, please, he acts like he is a changed man. What should one do if you are no longer attracted to him? I don't know what you should do. If you're not attracted to him, you're not attracted to him now. You're not attracted to him. Let me see. Let me take some Facebook questions. If you're not attracted to him, there's nothing you can do. And why are you not attracted to him? So you might need a clarity session to give more details of why you're not attracted to him. And that will now help us decide if your fears are valid. But I suspect you already have fears of certain things. So don't go ahead. That's something I forgot to talk about. Women, one of your own greatest fears, as a woman, let me tell you, you are wired to need relationship. You want relationship. So in a woman's psyche, what is going on is that she would rather have a bad relationship than no relationship. Especially a woman that has not managed her emotions well. She will jump, she will see trouble like this, and she will jump inside because she would rather have a bad marriage than no marriage. This is how women think. So you have to overcome that emotional side to be mature enough to know that you would rather have a good marriage than no marriage. All right? You rather have no marriage than a bad marriage. So you need to reschool yourself. But most women, they're too ashamed to be single at a certain age. So just jump into anything. They even chase men down. They even deceive men just to get into marriage. You know, and then now find out it's not as easy as it looks. Those of you asking about long distance relationships, I have a full YouTube video on that on my channel. So some of you here are never on my YouTube. You're never on my YouTube channel. That's what it means. This question you're asking, you're not on my YouTube channel. So go and subscribe. Somebody says, I was about to say it's hard to meet people in the UK. Ah, so you need to come to my conference now. Dear Pastor, which one?
Yeah.
Please, how can one discern between fake love and true love? Ah, that's easy now. How can I say between fake love and true love? This one will help you. I listed it. How to know if he or she loves you. So it's very easy. What? Okay. Sir, what age do you feel is best to marry or start a relationship with a man? It's not really about age, about maturity. However, it depends on the country you live in, your exposure your maturity, your exposure spiritually and otherwise, mentally, responsibility, a lot of factors. Again, that's why we have this book, When Am I Ready? That's what I addressed in the book, When Am I Ready? So it's not really about age. However, because some people can be immature at 40, some can mature at 20. But however, statistics show that the younger you are when you marry, the more likely you are marrying wrong because you're not yet fully developed. So I would say anywhere around middle 20s and upward, depending on your level of maturity, is better. I'm not searching support of people in teenage years marrying. I'm not searching support of people in 21, 22. Usually they're not yet exposed properly about challenges of life. All right, but there's no hard and fast rule. Okay. Which one are you showing me? Please, how do I know the right man? I don't want to make mistake in marriage. I'm confused. Ah, go and jump. Oh, go on. My YouTube should even call you that the way you're watching this channel, take it easy. Go and feed on my go and binge on my YouTube channel. Go and binge on it. Some of you are on my YouTube channel. I've discovered that I'm so disappointed. What can you do when your husband is stingy? Get work and work. Get your own job and work. I can't force somebody, but talk to him, pray about it also, and let him start seeing the benefits of generosity. So what's your advice on a couple with ASAS genotype? Angela, go to my YouTube channel. I have a full series there talking about does genotype really matter? And the beauty of it is that we brought people that are ASAS, people that are AAA, people that somebody that is sickle cell, born by AS parents, parents that lost their children. So we brought everybody. They all had a conversation. So it will bless you. You'll be able to make your decision after that. Two more questions. One from Instagram, one from Facebook. This one says, is there anything like soulmates? Does it mean that people that divorce, they don't marry, they are supposed? Good question. So is there anything like soulmate? Now, when people say soulmate, they are thinking of one mysterious partner we meet and we'll just connect permanently. That's not what soulmate means. So there's nothing like that one. Soulmate is when two of you meet each other and you work on a relationship and you become connected and you become real friends. So that's in that way, there is soulmate. So it depends on what you're meaning by soulmate. If you're meaning that I'll just mysteriously meet someone and everything will be perfect, not quite. All right. So people that divorce, it's not just that they didn't marry their soulmate.